Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, 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 everybody out there in listening land. We thank you for tuning in today. And today we have a special show. We are interviewing Isaiah. And Isaiah has a topic that he would like to share with the listening audience. And the topic centers around school and education and why it's important for children to be in a good environment to help them with their learning. So good morning, Isaiah. How are you doing this morning?
Good. I'm doing real good.
That's good. You know, glad that you're doing good and often excited and ready to share with the listening audience. So what is it you want to share with people today?
Well, I want to share that, like, when you're at school, I would like, for instance, where I'm at school, I would like to have no bullies bullying me. I would like to have a nice, calm time during my work, studying, and having a good time in school. And I want children to have, like, a better education and be in the right environment.
Have a better education and be in the right environment. Okay. Well, that sounds really good. So, you know, what do you think about? You said, you know, you don't want anybody to be bullying you. So what is it that bothers you about, you know, people that be bullying people? And why is that an important issue for children when they go into school?
Because if somebody bullied them, like, maybe, like, yesterday, the child might still be mad. He might get real mad and try to hurt the other child. And that's, like, not right for school.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's an important issue. So, I mean, as a child going to school, have you seen the effects of other children who have been bullied, or have you heard about children who have been bullied? And so let's know, you don't have to give people's names because we're, you know, we're on a radio show and we don't want to give out people's identities. But you can talk about the issue, the impact that you've seen, how bullying has affected children that you might know.
Well, it affected some of my friends. One of my friends was Christopher. He got real mad.
You don't have to give us his name. We don't want to give people's names.
Okay. It was my friend, and he got real mad. He tried to hurt the other boy real bad. He almost kind of stopped them from breathing, and we had to get two teachers to break them up.
Oh, man, that's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so bullying is a very important issue. And so parents that's out there that's listening today, Isaiah sharing why he feels important for children to be in a safe learning environment. Bullying is a big issue. And you said, you know, that, hey, that it can cause people to get mad and angry and have all kind of other things happen. And you also said that, you know, you want to be in a school environment where you're able to get your lessons and be able to learn on grade level. Why is that important?
Well, there's two reasons. What I mean by environment also is, like, if you're in, like, a neighborhood but it's not really safe for children, you're just in the school, like, on the middle on the block, and it doesn't have, like, a security lockdown or anything, somebody can break in and try to take a child out of there.
Okay. Yeah, that's not good either. You want nobody breaking in and taking somebody's staff. So environment is important. What else about environment is important to you as far as your learning environment?
Well, you have to have, like, a good store to buy your learning books at. And the environment has to have good people, has to be very, make sure that the child likes it, make sure that the child is on the grade level that he's supposed to be on, and that he's supposed to feel right and comfortable and not, like, scared, like, somebody can, like, come out and, like, hurt him or anything.
Okay. Very good points, you know, and it's good that, you know, people be able to listen and learn from this, especially from a child's point of view about bullying and environment. And you also, you had mentioned that you wanted to share with people about being in a school that helps you with your grade level. What, tell me about that. What's that about?
I'm going to?
No, not schools you're going to, but you were saying in terms of being able to be in a school, and you don't have to, you know, you don't have to tell a school that you're going to, but just the point, the topic of why, you know, being able to be at a school where they help you with staying on your grade level, why is that important?
Because you don't want to be, like, on a second grade level if you're, like, in fifth grade. You want to have 100% fifth grade work to do. It might be hard, but at least you're still getting your job done, getting educated, and pre-ready for college.
All right. That's very, very important. Oh, you know, hey, you share some very interesting points with our listening audience, you know, for this morning in terms of school and bullying and environment and being on grade level. And what do you think are some of the most important things that a child can do while they're attending school? Which, you know, we've heard about the environment. We've heard about, you know, making sure that you're not dealing with bullying. You shared about teachers helping you have the right work so that you can be on grade level or above. And what is the responsibility of the child in the education process?
The responsibility for the child is to complete all your work, to not goof off during the class time because you're trying to take advantage of your learning, and to take full advantage of each skill, each class, and also ask for more work so you can be more smarter and so you can be ahead. So just for instance, if the next day the teacher passes out the work, you already did it and you're already ahead of the class because you asked for more work so you can be ahead, so you can be a little bit more smarter and get everything done faster.
Okay, that's very interesting. All right, as we wrap up this interview with you this morning in terms of the importance of a safe learning environment and parents making sure their children are going to a school where they can learn or whatever, do you have any closing comments for our listening audience, anything that you would like to share with them as we wrap up and close out?
Well, I just want to say if you do have a child, I would like for you to put them in the right school where they will feel comfortable at, and so they can just have a good life, good future, and go off to college soon.
Okay. Hey, this has been Isaiah with some tips this morning on how to avoid bullying, making sure your child's in the right learning environment, going to school, and getting their education so that they hopefully can be able to go off to college. And we want to thank Isaiah for taking time for this interview to share these enlightening words with you. And, hey, make sure that you put the child in the right school and deal with the right environment. All right, that was a pre-recorded broadcast done with my grandson Isaiah. After just the yesterday's show, he wanted to be interviewed, and so we did that interview and promised him that I would play it as part of today's show. You're listening to the We Work From Home Morning Show here on Home Based Business 101. And again, when you work for yourself and you have your own business and you have the freedom and the flexibility to do that, and this message was relevant because, hey, out there we got people that have home-based businesses that also do have children, and so his topic was very timely and on point because you need to have your family life in order for your business life to blossom and grow. And we have a saying, God first, family second, then business. So you want to make sure you have your priorities in order. So we thank Isaiah this morning for his message about school and parents making sure their child is in a safe school, a safe environment where they're not picked on, there's no bullying and gangs going on and those type issues, because those are very serious issues. And if you're confronted with that, it's going to be hard for you as a business owner to be at your best when, you know, you have constant issues going on with your child. So we Again, we want to thank Isaiah for those timely comments and his wonderful interview. Well, in the time that I have left this morning, I want to cover two topics in terms of home-based business. And, excuse me, and those two topics are, one is your home office, your home office. Some little ground rules you want to set for your home office business, see, because creating your most efficient workplace is key to success. Just like I talked about going to the right school and being at the right school, then, you know, the key to success of your home business is to have make sure that your home office place is efficient. Home offices are becoming more appealing to the modern stay-at-home professional. Today's technology allows you to become your own network by providing accessible equipment and software to your target audience and company-specific needs. Although there are many variables that go into how and where to set up your office, it's easier and less expensive than you might think. Because one of the things a lot of people, they worry about when starting a home-based business is this whole thing in terms of office and office space. And again, you know, if you have a question or something like that this morning, make sure that you text us at 252-406-0774. If you have a question, you can send in a text to 252-406-0774. So it's not as difficult as you think it is to set up a home office. Home office can mean many things. Some people, you know, occasionally work from home, while some have permanent home office dates. In either case, you want to evaluate the ideal location for your home office, keeping in mind key factors. The basics to keep in mind for functionality is, one, you want to have a well-lit, clean area free from noise and distraction. Yes, your home office needs to be clean and free from noise and distraction. What I mean by noise and distraction, you want to be somewhere in the house where if other people are in the house, you don't hear the TV because that's a distraction. You know, when you step into your home office, you know, if this is your workplace at home, you know, and you don't want distractions. And hopefully now, not in all cases, but, you know, most kids, if you have children, they're usually off to school unless you're homeschooling. Well, that's an interesting topic for another show. But if your children, you know, are in school and, you know, you're home during the day, you know, you want to be in an area where there's no noise and distractions. You know, well, I don't watch TV anyway, so, you know, I don't even have to worry about that as a distraction. And I hardly ever listen to regular radio. I usually listen to shows here on Blog Talk or Internet radio. I do most of my stuff on that. You want to have a place to sit down and work, a place to store information about customers, and a way to communicate with your customers quickly and efficiently. So you want to make sure you set up a decent customer profile piece, whether you have a file cabinet or if it's a desk, or, you know, how you keep track of your customers so that, you know, your customer calls, you can go right to their file, you know, quick and fast. You know, keeping adequate records on your customers. That's so, so important. So you want to make sure you have that place set up the way you want. Again, you're listening to the We Work From Home morning show, and we're talking about this morning about setting up your home office and why it's so important to do that. You also want to create boundaries and standards around your workday is essential. And you suspect those around you to honor them. So what you want to do in terms of your home office and your work schedule is you need to have a serious meeting with your family concerning your space that you use as the home office space and when you're at work. See, even though you're home, when you go into the office, the home office, you're at work. It's important for the family members to understand that you're at work. This is what, you know, this is what butters their bread. So you know, you don't need to be distracted every 10, 15 minutes, especially, you know, so that if you're doing your work in the evening when the children are home, then you don't have time for them to be acting up, and every 15 minutes, you know, somebody's running in telling you what so-and-so did and whatever. Hopefully, you know, between you and your spouse, y'all work out how the home office routine and work routine, you know, will take place, and so that the family can respect the boundaries. Supplies. You want to stock up on your supplies. You don't always have to be running back and forth to the store every day getting supplies that you need. You should sit down and plan what you need, you know, and I usually try to have me at least a month, 2 months worth of supplies, sometimes 3, 6, depending on budget and certain things I keep plenty of. But, you know, ink, always if you have to print out a lot of stuff, always keep your backup ink cartridges so you don't be in the middle of a project and your ink runs out and then, oh, wow, I got to go out to the store and get ink. Well, I order my ink online, so, you know, I plan it out. And, you know, as I plan it out in terms of ordering my ink online, then I always make sure when I'm down to 2 cartridges, then I order another one. And, you know, we'll talk about online shopping on another broadcast. If I order my ink online, and when I order my ink online, you know, I also get paid part of the commissions that are spent to order my ink. But if I order my ink online, it comes in 2 days. And so, but I had to make sure I always have enough ink so that I'm not down to the cartridge running out and then I got to order some ink. You always keep ample supplies, so you want to do that. So, you know, determine what you'll need for your home office to function properly as far as, like I say, tape, paper clips, staples. If you do mail out, do some mail out, even though a lot of times we do a lot of email, and as I talked about yesterday about, you know, texting, do a lot of texting. But then I do have some people that we send snail mail to. Snail mail, you know, is referred to now as mail, which you have stamps and use postage to send those letters. So, you know, hey, make sure you always have enough stamps. Also, ask for help if you need it. You know, what you want to do is you want to join a professional networking group, either an organization you can contact online for advice or reach by phone. There's a lot of people that support each other in terms of organizations that help people that have home-based businesses so that, you know, you can stay on top of trends and things that are going on in the industry. And I'm not talking about necessarily in terms of product, but just, you know, tools that can help you become a more efficient home-based business owner. And the last piece here in terms of your home office is making sure you write your goals down. Setting goals is integral to staying focused. Write down your goals and keep them visible. Be sure they are specific, attainable, realistic, and measurable. Rather than establishing unattainable goals, set smaller, more reachable goals that lead to more ambitious ones. Remember to stay focused and reward yourself for your accomplishments along the way. So one of the things you can do in terms of rewarding yourself is when you accomplish something, you close a big deal, you know, you celebrate, you let the family know, and maybe you go out to dinner or you go out for pizza or, you know, whatever it is that, you know, that your family enjoys I'm doing. But then you celebrate and you let them know that, hey, you know, I really appreciate y'all being supportive of me with my home-based business, and, you know, I really appreciate the fact that when I'm in the office and, you know, I'm in there working, that, you know, you don't disturb me, and hey, I closed a big deal today, and celebrate that. Also celebrate your support. We're going to go out you know, to eat or go out for ice cream or, you know, whatever it is that you want to treat the family to. You always important to celebrate your success in your business. To succeed as a home-based business entrepreneur, you must soak up learning like a sponge. Your enthusiasm and openness to learning new things, trying new ideas, and finding better ways to do things are critical to continue the development of your business. So you want to be enthusiastic, And you need to make sure that you're constantly learning, or I like to say green and growing, constantly, you know, growing, learning. This morning, my wife and I and another business partner, we took some time and worked on our closing techniques. And, you know, hey, we really feel good about what we came up with, reading, my wife from reading from Napoleon Hill's Lessons of Success. And, you know, we came out of that. There was a reading that she went through, and it really helped us come up with a new closing technique that we'll be using to enhance our business. And now the other topic that I want to cover this morning here on the We Work From Home Morning Show is the importance of having a website. You say, wow, I need a website. Yes, if you have a home-based business, you need to have a website. Bill Gates said in the future, and we're in that future right now, there's going to be two types of businesses. One that's online and one that's out of business. Every business you see today, every major store, retailer, all of them got a .com. All of them got a .com. You need to make sure that your business is online. And when you set your business up online, know your audience. A common online marketing mistake is to try to target too many audiences. There's over a billion people on the Internet. Know what audience you're trying to reach, an audience you want to reach on the Internet. And once you know the audience that you want to reach on the Internet, then, you know, you tailor your marketing to that audience. Very, very important to tailor your marketing to that audience. If your target customer group is women ages 14 to 27, it does you no good to spend time and money marketing your site to men ages 15 and 90. Take the time to find your customers and customize your approach to people who actually search for and therefore want to buy your product or service. So it's important that you know your market, know who you're trying to reach, and that's what you want to tailor and get your website to. Also, one of the other common mistakes that people make on a website is trying to market different products, products that don't, you know, that don't connect with one another. You know, so you want to make sure that, you know, that you're, when you, if you have different products or different services that you market, one of the effective ways to do that is to have two websites. You want to try to avoid marketing dissimilar products on the same site. See, if you're selling tools, then you don't want to have bedspreads on that same site. It will lower your search engine rankings and cause you to lose sales. I mean, because people, they go on the net, they search, or they say, they like to say, surfing on the net. And if people surf on the net, you should make sure, you know, your website that you have, if you're doing multiple products, the ones that are similar, you know, that will fall into the same kind of category you have on that site, ones that are different, then you have another site. You can have as many websites as you want. You ain't going to keep track of them. But you definitely, you know, in terms of products, if products that are similar, you know, that fit into the category. It's like on my website, you know, I have a website that because I'm also a tax professional, and with that also I do coaching, and so those two products and services are on the same website because they fit together. On that website, I do not have some of the other things I do. I'm also involved in a travel business, but I don't have travel business information on that particular website. Because on that website, I'm giving people advice on their taxes and also for people who might need coaching in terms of marketing that will also help them with lowering their taxes. So the products and services that I offer on that site are very similar and they're interrelated. And then I have another website that deals with travel and e-commerce. So you want to make sure that your websites, you know, basically hit your market, so that you can get the most out of your website. One of the other things you want to do, and this is the new one that I'm working on, is you also want to have a second website in a different language that can be more easily searched by customers according to their language-specific search terms, which can help increase your revenue. So I'm working on a website, my website also to convert them into Spanish. So in terms of reaching the Hispanic population, the Hispanic community, when they go to search on the net, that they can pull up my website in a language that's specific to them. So, you know, that's another key that you want to focus in on. Now, when considering the appearance of your online business, be sure to create clean, structured pages. Make navigation user-friendly and accessible. Incorporate both pictures and text. Choose colors and fonts wisely. You know, colors, the color scheme, the color pattern on your website is very, very important. And check your site carefully before going live. You know, hey, you know, we get excited, we work on, especially if you're working on yourself, you don't want to have any typos in there. You don't want to have double negatives in there. You know, I have my wife proof pieces that I do because a lot of times I use double negatives. She said, you know, hey, you don't want to do that. You know, somebody goes on the website and they say, wow, this person don't even, they don't even know how to write correctly or speak correctly. Look at all the misspelled words they have on there. And always keep your information current. If you don't have the skills needed to create the site yourself, or don't have time to commit to the project, hire someone. Even if you're on a limited budget, chances are you can find a webmaster in your price range. You have to have a website. You have to, I'm just going to be honest with you. In today's world of business, you have to have a website. Even if it's lawn care, you have to have a website. Well, make sure you do that. All right, hey, it's bringing us close to the end of our time for the day, and so I'm going to leave you with some positive thoughts around some things that you can focus on. And what you want to remember is there's six steps that can help you in the attainment of everything that you want to do. Step number one is thoughts. The entire process begins by cultivating the right thoughts and breaking through mental limitations, your thoughts. Thoughts are things and incredibly powerful things when mixed with devotion and purpose, as Napoleon Hill would say. Step two, thoughts manifest words. Our words reveal or reflect what is in our thoughts. What you think, that's what you are. Very, very important. So your words are very important. Words manifest actions. Our actions result from the words we speak and write. That's why vision boards, as I talked about the other day, are so important. The words we speak and write, it will manifest actions. Actions manifest habits. What you do becomes habitual. Habits are revealed through repetitive actions. And you want to make sure you got to develop some habitual actions that's going to help you with your business. Habits manifest perseverance. Perseverance results from habitual thoughts and behaviors. See, once you develop certain habits, you can persevere. You can get through tough times, enjoy good times, because you persevere. And number six, perseverance manifests attainment. Attainment is actualized through perseverance. So, you know, once you do all of that, you'll make it. It starts off very intense in terms of the things that you have to do. You have to, it's like going up a mountain. Then it becomes easier, and then as it becomes easier, it's like just balancing out. But then it becomes effortless. It's like taking an escalator through life, or as Mark Yonell says, sliding down a slippery slope. So remember, six steps. Thoughts manifest words. Words manifest actions. Actions manifest habits. Habits manifest perseverance. And perseverance manifests attainment. Hey, I pray you attain all the things that you want to do. and that you have a wonderful and beautiful life. Hey, this has been Bobby Chahi here on Home Based Business 101 on the We Work From Morning Home Show. Hey, join us again tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock. And for those of you who caught us in the archive, hey, we thank you for listening. And always remember, you can always text in a question at 252-406-0774 or give us a call at 252-406-0774. Get all your questions answered and visit our website, www.theTHE Weebly.com. Until next time, may you have a great and wonderful day. God bless you.